Hi, and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast from mansioninglés.com, recorded for June 2010. Thank you for all your support on Facebook. We hope you like the competitions and the Skype calls. Bienvenido. Gracias a todos vosotros, ya tenemos más que 4,000 fans en nuestra página de Facebook. Espero que os gusten los cursos que hacemos y las llamadas de Skype. A mí me pasa muy bien hablando con vosotros. Let's continue with the list of irregular verbs. Vamos a continuar con la lista de verbos irregulares. ¿Qué es el verbo comer en inglés? To eat. Escucha y repite. Eat. Ate. Eaten. What did you eat for lunch? Have you eaten yet? ¿Ya has comido? Next is the verb caer, to fall. Repeat. Fall, fell, fallen. Again, otra vez. Fall, fell, fallen. El verbo sentir en inglés is to feel. Repeat. Feel, felt, felt. Luchar is to fight. F-I-G-H-T. Fight. Fought, fought. We had the same vowel sound last month. Hemos tenido dos verbos el mes pasado con el mismo sonido vocal. Or. Repeat. Or. Buy, bought. Catch, caught. Fight, fought. A great film with Brad Pitt is Fight Club. El Club de la Lucha. Have you seen it? Encontrar is to find. Repeat. Find, found, found. The vowel sound is ow. Found. Found. I'm so happy I found you. I'm so happy I found la mención del inglés. Volar means to fly. Repeat. Fly, flew, flown. Again, fly, flew, flown. I flew to Paris. Have you ever flown business class? El verbo olvidar is to forget. Repeat. Forget, forgot, forgotten. Otra vez. Forget, forgot, forgotten. El verbo perdonar is to forgive. Repeat. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Another wonderful film by Clint Eastwood. Sin perdón, unforgiven. Helar or congelar is to freeze. If it's very cold, you say, it's freezing. Repeat. It's freezing. Freeze, froze, frozen. Comida congelada is frozen food. I froze the pizza yesterday. It's in the freezer. The freezer, el congelador. And finally, the verb obtener. En inglés, to get. Uno de los verbos más comunes en inglés. Listen, escucha. Get, got, got. Repeat. Get, got, got. Easy. I got drunk last night. Did you get any milk? I've got a new car. I got it last month. How much money have you got? You may hear get got gotten. A veces se dice gotten. Es más usado en el inglés americano. Ahora escucha de nuevo y intente decir el segundo y tercero forma del verbo antes que lo digo yo. Ready? ¿Listos? Eat. Ate. Eaten. Fall. Fell. Fallen. Feel. Felt. Felt. Fight. Fought. Fought. Find. Found. Found. Fly. Flew. Flown. Forget. Forgot. Forgotten. Forgive. Forgave. Forgiven. Freeze. Froze. Frozen. Get. Got. Got or gotten. The next exercise in the newsletter, el próximo ejercicio en el cuaderno, practice the difference between past simple and past continuous. Listen and repeat the sentences to practice pronunciation. Escucha y repite. I saw your mum yesterday. Yesterday. Mum yesterday. Your mum yesterday. I saw your mum yesterday. It wasn't raining when we got to the city centre. City centre. The city centre. Got to. Got to the city centre. When we got to the city centre. It wasn't raining. It wasn't raining when we got to the city centre. I met your brother when I was walking the dog. Walking the dog. When I was. When I was walking. When I was walking the dog. Your brother. I met your brother. I met your brother when I was walking the dog. I met your brother when I was walking the dog. He didn't go to the beach with me yesterday. With me yesterday. Go to the beach. Go to. Go to the beach. He didn't. He didn't go to the beach. He didn't go to the beach with me yesterday. Was Pepito wearing his new sunglasses when you saw him? Saw him. When you saw him. His new sunglasses. Wearing his new sunglasses. Was Pepito wearing his new sunglasses when you saw him? Was Pepito wearing his new sunglasses when you saw him? Last year I ran in the New York Marathon. Marathon. The New York Marathon. I ran in the New York Marathon. Last year I ran in the New York Marathon. Last year, I ran in the New York Marathon. I wasn't watching TV when you rang. I was having dinner. Having dinner. I was having dinner. When you rang. When you rang. I was having dinner. I wasn't. I wasn't watching. I wasn't watching TV when you rang. I wasn't watching TV when you rang. I was having dinner. I wasn't watching TV when you rang. I was having dinner. In the intermediate section this month, we practiced some vocabulary connected with cars and driving. For example, gear stick, palanca de cambio, and seat belt, cinturón de seguridad. Gear stick and seat belt are compound nouns. A compound noun, un nombre compuesto, is when two nouns combine to form a single noun, like bedroom or bookcase or seafood, marisco. The first noun acts like an adjective and gives information about the second noun. In Spanish, you say the door of the car, la puerta del coche. In English, we say car door. In Spanish, you say the champion of tennis, el campeonato de tenis. In English, tennis champion. In Spanish, you say a card of credit, una tarjeta de crédito. In English, we say credit card. Compound nouns are sometimes written as one word, sometimes as two separate words, and sometimes with a hyphen, guión. Okay, I'll say the Spanish noun or expression, and you say the compound noun before I do. Remember, all the words are connected to cars and driving. Ready? Volante. Steering wheel. Bolsa de aire. Airbag. Freno de mano. Handbrake. Parabrisas. Windscreen, in British English. Windshield, in American English. Palanca de cambio. Gear stick. Cinturón de seguridad. Seatbelt. Faros. Headlights. Aparcamiento. Car park, in British English. Parking lot, in American English. Asiento de coche. Car seat. Teléfono de automóvil. Car phone. Túnel de lavado. Car wash. Here are some more car words and expressions. Motor. Engine. Ruedas. Wheels. Maletero. Boot. Boot in British English. Trunk in American English. Neumático. Tire. A car has four tires and a spare tire. Where is the spare tire usually kept? In the boot or in the trunk? one of the first things you do when you get into a car is you turn on the engine. Arrancar el coche. You do up or put on your seatbelt and you take off the handbrake. Some cars are automatic. They have an automatic gearbox, especially American cars. European cars tend to have a manual gearbox. So you have to change gears using the gear stick and the clutch, el embrague. We say to put the car in gear, en marcha. When you are low on petrol, or gas, as the Americans say, you fill up with petrol. That was one of the first Spanish expressions I learned here in Spain. Llénalo, por favor. Fill it up, please. Fill it up, please. When it gets dark, you turn on the headlights. And when you park the car, you turn the headlights off. Frenar is to brake. And if you want to go faster, you accelerate. To accelerate. Accelerar. You usually accelerate when you overtake. To overtake. Adelantar. I think in Mexico they say rebasar. To indicate means indicar. Señalizar, poner el intermitente. That's something that Spanish drivers don't do very often here in Valencia. I often have to guess which way the car in front of me is going to turn. Aparcar, or in Latin America, parquear, is to park. And a bend in the road is una curva. And to swerve is dar un viraje brusco. To swerve to the right. Virar bruscamente a la derecha. To pick someone up in your car is buscar, recoger. I'll pick you up at the airport. Te iré a recoger al aeropuerto. What's the opposite of pick someone up? To drop off. Dejar. I'll drop you off at your house. Te dejaré en casa. Repeat. I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up at your hotel. Can you pick me up at the airport? Where does the coach drop us off? Can you drop me off at the nearest restaurant? Llevar a alguien en coche is to give somebody a lift. Repeat. I'll give you a lift. Can you give me a lift to the airport? Listen and repeat. Did you come by car? Let's go for a drive. Did you bring the car? Yes, I drove here. Drive. Drove, driven. When was the last time you drove? Please slow down. Would you mind slowing down? Could you drive more slowly? Speed up. Go faster. Put your foot down. Más rápido. In the advanced part of the newsletter, we practiced talking about habits. Listen and repeat the sentences. A good friend is someone who keeps phoning you even when there's no real news. A bore is someone who is always talking about their boring hobbies. A bore is someone who tends not to notice when other people aren't interested. When I was 11, my best friend and I used to walk home from school together. When I was 11, my best friend would always take my side if there was a problem. My least favourite teacher at school always criticised me in front of other students. My least favourite teacher at school tended to treat the girls better than the boys. My least favourite teacher at school kept losing his temper with the class. In the business English section, there were some useful expressions for telephone English. Listen and repeat the expressions and say your name when you hear the tone. Good morning. Speaking. Who's calling, please? Good afternoon. Speaking. How can I help you? This is... Speaking. Hello, this is... Could I speak to... Please? I'd like to speak to... Please? Could you put me through to... Please? I'm afraid he isn't in at the moment. I'm sorry, she's in a meeting at the moment. I'm afraid he's on another line at the moment. Just a moment, please. Could you hold the line, please? Hold the line, please. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Could you repeat that, please? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. Could you speak up a little, please? Could you spell that, please? One moment, please. I'll see if she's available. I'll put you through. I'll connect you. I'm connecting you now. Can I take a message? Would you like to leave a message? Can I give him a message? I'll tell her that you called. I'll ask him to call you as soon as possible. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our online shop, where you can find our Business English CD, our First Certificate CD for the Cambridge FCE exam, our audio CDs, and many more. Just go to the Mansion Inglés webpage and click on the CDs on the right side of the homepage. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just search for Mansion Twit. And don't forget to join our growing community of more than 4,000 students and teachers on our Facebook fan page. See you next time.